This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki reaffirms March 5 election, urges unity and focus on free, fair and secure polls. Nepal calls for a strong global partnership to support least developed countries' transition to developing status. Lumbini Lions secure final playoff spot in NPL. Sudhir Pashim Royals face Biratnagar Kings and Chitwan Rhinos take on Pokhara Avengers today. And Germany votes to bring in voluntary military service program for 18-year-olds. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has reaffirmed that the general election will take place as scheduled on March 5, stressing that preparations by the Election Commission, security agencies and all relevant state bodies are on track. Speaking at an all-party meeting at her official residence in Balwatar, she urged political parties to focus not on doubts about whether the election will be held, but on ensuring its success, adding that consensus among all 126 registered political parties is crucial to prevent any disruption. Prime Minister Karki emphasized that public participation is the first layer of election security, followed by police, armed forces and former security personnel. She noted that the current government functions as an interim arrangement shaped by the recent Gen Z movement, and she called on parties to unite in guiding the country through this transitional period. Reflecting on the unrest of September 8 and 9, the Prime Minister said investigations will determine who was responsible for the violence and arson, warning that such acts must not become a trend. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the meeting was attended by ministers, top leaders from major political parties, office bearers of the Election Commission and the chiefs of the security agencies, including Nepali Congress, CPN-UML, Nepali Communist Party, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Rashtriya Swatantra Party, as well as representatives from several other parties. Following the meeting, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel said that discussion, which brought together the government, major political parties, the Election Commission and the security bodies, has strengthened confidence in the upcoming elections. He noted that a comprehensive study Security Action Plan has been prepared with detailed assessments of potential threats, logistical needs and ways to counter misinformation. Some parties raised concern about the security environment and the Minister Kharel assured that the government is attentive and working to address all issues to guarantee free, fair and fearless polls. The Election Commission has called on political parties intending to contest the March 5 House of Representatives election under the proportional representation system to file their applications within the next few days. In a notice issued, the Commission said applications will be accepted from December 7 to 9 between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. at its Kantipath office. According to the Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, parties participating under the proportional system must submit their closed candidate list on December 28 and 29. Meanwhile, the Commission has issued a 20-point directive to political parties as preparations advance for the House of Representatives and National Assembly elections. According to the Assistant Spokesperson Prakash Neupani, the directives issued under the Political Parties Act urge parties to support the election process, promote good governance and uphold principles of inclusion. To ensure proportional and inclusive representation, parties must field at least one-third women candidates in direct elections and nominate candidates who reflect Nepal's gender, social and regional diversity. The Commission further prohibits the use of children in political activities and the obstruction or detention of rival parties during political events, and has instructed parties to prepare their manifestos and campaign accordingly, among others. Parliamentary party leader of the Nepali Congress in the Madhya Province Assembly, Krishna Prasad Yadav, has been appointed as the new chief minister. Province Chief Surendra Labkorna officially appointed Yadav in accordance with the constitutional provisions. According to a statement from Acting Secretary Shatrughan Yadav, the new Chief Minister has the backing of 77 political provincial assembly members from 6 political parties, including the Nepali Congress, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal, Janamat Party, CPN Maoist Center, Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Nepal, and CPN Unified Socialist. Nepal has emphasized the importance of a robust global partnership to support the least developed countries, LDC, as they strive towards sustainable development and eventual graduation to developing country status. Speaking in Doha as chair of the LDC group, Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai highlighted the importance of financial and integrated assistance to ensure a prosperous and resilient future for the LDCs. The remarks were delivered during a high-level discussion on global cooperation for sustainable development organized by the UN Office of the High Representative for the Least Developed, Landlocked Developing Countries and Small Island Developing States in collaboration with the Qatar Fund. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Secretary Rai also held talks with Deodat Maharaj, Managing Director of the UN Technology Bank for LDCs. Nepal conveyed its expectation of the bank's support as the country advances from LDC to developing country status. The two sides discussed the bank's role and explored areas for future cooperation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Youth and Sports Bablu Gupta has called for a positive and cooperative relationship between the traffic police, drivers and his assistant to help reduce road accidents. Speaking at a road accident reduction awareness program organized by the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office on the occasion of International Volunteer Day 2025 yesterday, the minister said mutual respect and positive attitudes make traffic management smoother and safer. He also urged riders to take extra precautions, noting that motorcycles account for a high share of road accidents. During the event, Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office spokesperson Naresh Raj Suvedi presented a working paper on accident trends and traffic management. Now a sports news update. In the second edition of the Nepal Premier League NPL, Lumbini Lions have secured the final playoff spot after defeating Janakpur Bolts in yesterday's match at the TU International Cricket Ground. Chasing a target of 133 runs, Lumbini reached 132 runs with 6 wickets down, sealing a 4-wicket victory and completing the playoff lineup for the NPL's second season. With this result, Lumbini Lions joins Sudhir Pashim Royals, Kathmandu Gurkhas and Biratnagar Kings in the qualifiers, while Karnali, Pokhara and Chitwan have been eliminated from the tournament. Meanwhile, two matches are scheduled for today. In the first game at 11:15 a.m, table toppers Sudhir Pashim Royals face Biratnagar Kings. Sudhir Pashim, unbeaten with 12 points from 6 matches, has already secured a place in the first qualifier and enters the match with no pressure. Biratnagar, already through to the playoffs with 8 points, will be aiming for a strong win to join Sudhir Pashim in the first qualifier, otherwise they will face Lumbini Lions in the eliminator. The second match at 3:30 p.m. will see Chitwan Rhinos take on Pokhara Avengers. Both teams are out of playoff contention with 4 points each and will be playing for pride in their final group stage appearance. Now on to an international news update. Germany's parliament, the Bundestag, has approved the introduction of a voluntary military service, marking a major shift in the national defense policy following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The measure, backed by 323 votes to 272, supports Chancellor Friedrich Merz's goal of building Europe's strongest conventional army. According to the BBC, starting January 2026, all 18-year-olds will receive a mandatory questionnaire asking if they are willing to join the armed forces. The requirement applies to men, while women may participate voluntarily. From July 2027, all 18-year-olds men will also undergo compulsory medical exams to assess their fitness for potential service. The government says service will remain voluntary as long as possible, but the Bundestag may consider compulsory service if security conditions worsen or volunteer numbers fall short. The plan has sparked nationwide student protest, with strikes expected in up to 90 cities. Germany ended compulsory service in 2011, but defense pressures from Russia and the calls from the United States for higher NATO contributions have pushed Berlin towards rebuilding its military. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain partly cloudy over Sudur Pashim province, as well as high hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province, while mainly fair weather is expected over the remaining areas. The division has also stated that there is no significant weather system affecting the country at present. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 8 to 10 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 18 and 20 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Prime Minister Sushila Karki reaffirms March 5 election, urges unity and focus on free, fair and secure polls. Nepal calls for strong global partnership to support least developed countries' transition to developing status. Lumbini Lions secure final playoff spot in NPL, Sudur Pashim Royals face Biratnagar Kings and Chiton Rhinos take on Pokhara Avengers today. And Germany votes to bring in voluntary military service program for 18-year-olds. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at radionepalonline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.